It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for the segment, as always, comes from the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. They are inviting you to join their local business leader community to get connected, stay informed, and drive progress. Head to carolinachamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. It is Wednesday, so we are talking Orange County, and joining me on the phone to do so, Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price. Renee, happy Wednesday. How are you?
I'm fine. Good afternoon.
We're kind of running on a short week, so it's hard to believe that it is Wednesday, but it's great to have you back, and seems like we've got a good bit to catch up on, because since the last time we have talked, the Orange County Board of Commissioners has added a new member to its ranks.
Yes, indeed. Commissioner Anna Richards. We are so happy to have her on board. We know she's going to be a great asset, so we're very, very happy to have her on board.
Longtime community activist, was president for Chapel Hill Carborough's chapter of the NAACP for a long time, and was voted on unanimously by the board, which I thought was really interesting, because four candidates out of the applicant pool, including Richards within that four, and all of them really strong. And based on the commissioner's comments last Thursday night when this vote was held, Renee, it sounded like people were thinking it's going to be a tough choice, but everybody ended up going with Anna unanimously.
Well, it was a tough choice because each of the applicants had qualifications and had something to offer in their own way, and it really was tough, but we wanted to come forward with a united front, and that's why we did that. We wanted to respect the views of people that had written letters in or had contacted us saying who they thought would be the best commissioner, and we had our thoughts as well. And we just decided to come forward, in unison. And again, I have to say that they're all four women were highly qualified.
And Anna is going to get thrown in pretty quickly, right? She was sworn in during a ceremony last night. And will she be part of the work session set for Thursday?
Oh, yes. That's why she was sworn in yesterday. I think it was about 1 o'clock. And, she took the oath of office. And she will be ready to join our deliberations tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
All right. Well,
that'll be a work session. So I said, I told her, she can be a little calmer for this meeting. It's not the formality that we have during our regular business meetings.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely a little easier way to kind of jump into that. If you want to check out more details on Anna, Orange County NC.gov is the county government website, and they did a write-up on her selection. Once again, she was chosen to fill the District 1 seat that Mark Dorison was in. So that's how all of that happened, and that seat is going to be up for election again in 2022. So don't be surprised when we're kind of talking about this, revisiting this over the next little bit. You mentioned that work session.
Right. Actually, it'll only be filing for the March 2022 campaign is really right around the corner. We have the municipal elections, and I hope people in the municipalities please get out and vote. That'll be in November, and directly after that, we'll be filing for the 2022 elections.
Yep, absolutely. We just sent out our email to municipal candidates today, actually, Renee. So we're getting our own election coverage, getting the ball rolling, because October and early voting is going to be here before we know it.
Yeah. And I would just like to say one more thing that, about Anna Richards is that, she has a very interesting background, having worked for Boeing for many years, and she has very good leadership skills. In fact, she helped me out. So it's kind of strange to have, kind of your mentor sitting right there now to grade you again. But she's also, because of her work with the NAACP, she's very, very connected to the community. And so, and that's what we were looking for.
We're speaking with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Renee Price. Once again, orangecountync.gov, the local government website. You mentioned tomorrow's work session. There's also a business meeting for the county commissioners set for Tuesday. Anything that the public needs to be keeping an eye out for? I know work sessions, you guys don't usually take a whole lot of action, and the agenda for this one looks like it's chiefly kind of recommendations for advisory boards and committees and stuff like that, right?
It is, but we're going to begin the meeting talking about affordable housing. which is, you know, that ongoing crisis in Orange County as well as across the United States, which hasn't been, which I'll, let me rephrase that. It's been exacerbated by the COVID pandemic. So, yes, we will be looking at ways that we can, you know, what are some of the measures that we might be able to take, whether it's in our zoning subdivision regulations or some other financing tools, providing land, whatever it may be, to make it easier to build, construct affordable housing. And, you know, who are our partners who can help us in this? Because, you know, government, Orange County government anyway, we don't build. We haven't been building homes. So, and of course, we assist, you know, financially. So we'll be looking at that. We're spending, we could spend 1 to 2 hours on that on tomorrow. And then we'll get into some of the other appointments.
Yeah, that will certainly be a good discussion. You mentioned the COVID-19 pandemic there, too. We've, of course, check in with this pretty much every week because some things do seem to be changing. And I know that a lot of the Orange County leaders met with some UNC Health and some hospital representatives in the last week or so, chiefly to talk about rising hospital numbers. Of course, Orange County, one of, if not the most vaccinated county in North Carolina, but we know across the state, hospitalizations continue to stay very elevated for the coronavirus, around 3,700 people in the hospital right now because of it. And hospitals in Orange County are seeing some patients from other places because the UNC health system is so renowned here. So what was the message from those UNC health representatives and hospital representatives, Renee, to Orange County leaders about how things are looking locally?
Well, locally, things look fairly well. As you said, we're doing, you know, we're one of the best counties in the state. Yet we are taking people from other, from the rural areas where they don't have the health care. But again, the layered approach, we want people to get vaccinated, wear your mask, take the precautions when you can, and, you know, get tested. We have testing sites in the county. And you can be, you know, you can also still get your vaccinations as you want them. And I would say that they are also stressing again the vaccination and are in favor of, you know, saying if you if you're either get vaccinated or be tested, one or the other, and preferably to be vaccinated. That is the best way to prevent the spread of COVID. And the Delta variant continues to rise. We're hoping that it will peak shortly and then make a rapid decline. We have to be very cautious also because school is in session now, UNC is in session. We've got sports games that are happening. And again, we just want people to be very careful. And then if you do believe that you have COVID or if you do if you are diagnosed with it, there is a treatment now, the monoclonal antibodies. It's an infusion, so there is treatment for that, but please don't delay. Contact your primary care physician right away to get that treatment.
Yeah, we actually are running a story on monoclonal antibody treatment today, Renee. So great timing on that comment. And if people want to learn more and learn how to get in touch with folks, you can head to chapelboro.com. We're speaking with Renee Price, chair of the Orange County Commissioners. OrangeCountyNC.gov is the county government's website. And Renee, we do have a couple minutes left here. I know that we are coming up on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 this weekend. I wanted to give you a moment to share any upcoming events that you might know around Orange County regarding that and anything else happening around the community you want to highlight for folks.
Well, I'm unaware of any events right now for 9/11, but I take that back. There is the American Legion Post. They are having an event to commemorate 9/11. You'd have to go to their website to get all the details on that. In connection with that, I do want to make mention of Veterans Day coming up. And with our Veterans Memorial, anyone that wants to place an order for a brick, and when I say, you know, brick and place an order, that means, you know, if you have a veteran in your family, either living or deceased, that you would like to remember, you know, with their name inscribed in a brick for the a paver at our Veterans Memorial, please take the time to make that order now. If you get your order in by Friday the 17th, we should have them ready for our Veterans Memorial Day. Our Veterans Day program. I'm saying Veterans Memorial. Yeah, our Veterans Day program, which of course is November 11th at 11 o'clock.
Yep, that will be.
So please act now if you're contemplating that order, and you can contact Ruth Runberg or myself, any of the veterans that are on our committee.
That will be here before we know it. It's kind of hard to believe that we are already past Labor Day because we've got so much stuff happening, and that is about to kick into even more high gear with the Board of County Commissioners meeting a little bit more frequently this month and lots of other things happening around the county. So once again, orangecountync.gov, the place to go to learn about some of the stuff happening around the county government. And Chair Renee Price, as always, thanks so much for the time, and we will be talking with you again soon about everything happening around Orange County.
Okay, have a great week.